Okay, guys, here we go. Welcome to the Feudal Podcast. Today we're going to
stop it.
Okay.
The first rule about Paul Blart is that you don't talk about Paul Blart.
Do we have to talk about Paul Blart?
I think so. I think the reader, the listeners want it.
So it was really unfunny. There were no jokes in it.
Will you be done by the time I know?
Was it just that joke? When you come back in, you can provide color commentary, Mike. Yeah,
I can fall like off my Segway.
Yes, yes. And then scooch. There was scooching though, right? Uh-huh.
The brother from Wedding Crashers was the bad guy.
Oh, really?
Which was like the big twist in it. But uh-huh. The twist happens like 20 minutes in, so it's not really.
No.
Yeah. He's got a fat Mexican daughter.
You mean Blart does?
Yeah, because they provide a little backstory that he had married an illegal immigrant. And then she left him because all she wanted was to become a citizen or whatever, which I don't think they do anymore. And then it's just, I don't know. I feel like it took years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I can talk about this.
What did the wife think of it?
She didn't like it. She hated it. It was unfunny.
But couldn't you kind of tell going in that it wasn't going to be something you were going
to
enjoy?
No, I was hoping it was going to be so bad that I was like able to. But like I said before, it doesn't work with comedies.
No, it doesn't. You know that, right?
It does, but I was thinking, you know what?
I think it only
Grandma's Boy. Do you see that?
I think it only works for the action.
Grandma's Boy was really terrible as a comedy, but it was still, I would watch it over and over because it's so dumb.
This was, I've seen bits of it on TV and I thought
there were jokes
in it.
There were jokes and a lot of them failed. This one doesn't have any jokes in it.
Mm.
It's a comedy with no jokes in it. What's the, you know, what is
but,
that?
But still, on your Forgotten Reviews, which is forgottenreviews.wordpress.com.
The Forgotten Reviews.wordpress.com.
The way I see it, for every critic, there's a rating system, right? And it's a star system. Yeah. And there's, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 stars, whatever. There's half stars. You can do that too. But it's like the heart containers in Legend of Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to use the 0-star, you know, you have to like get the 2 keys and you have to turn them at the same time and open the safe and pull that out. And you used your your 0 for this.
I pulled out a 0.
And I'm like, really?
It's a 0.
I think you're supposed to say that for like Mr. Brooks.
I would never watch
like
this again. No, Mr. Brooks was actually pretty cool. Actually pretty cool.
I just know that Jay Cheel will always go to it as being
Mr.
like...
Mr. Brooks
he
had...
Like, fucking Mr. Brooks.
No, you know what, though? Mr. Brooks
brought a rage out in him.
Was awesome because they just cut to scenes with like... Well, first of all, Mr. Brooks has like someone in his head talking to him all the time, which is William Hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's constantly shots of like... Normally in serial killer movies, you got a guy sitting alone in the car like...
Mm-hmm.
But instead of that, you got William Hurt back there going like... Go on and do it. You know you love it. And Costner's like, shut up. I don't need this. And he's like, come on, man. And then all of a sudden, inexplicably, like, Hurt will say something to him. And then they'll both go like, ha, yeah, you're right. Like, this guy's having a conversation with a guy like that in his head. It's pretty sweet.
That sounds like an interesting novel concept.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. And it's terrible. It's really, really bad.
But that didn't happen in Paul Blart.
Very
either.
Poorly written.
What if William Hurt had been hanging onto the back of big, fat Kevin James the whole time?
If William Hurt was there the whole time and they explained that Kevin James' character had some sort of terrible psychological problem, then that movie would have been much better.
Like
I would have given it like a 0.5.
No, he was retarded, wasn't he?
No, he's not retarded. Oh. He's just Paul Blart.
Yeah.
And
are you going to hang out and
have
a review?
Here's the dumbest thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta limit your main character some way, give him something to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
So in this, you could think it would be something like... Oh, I eat too much, you know. Like I'm so fat, I can't stop eating.
He wants to become a real cop, right? Yeah.
Right, and that. But here's what they actually give him. The reason why none of these things happen is because he's hypoglycemic. So he has to eat candy all the time.
That's funny.
That's supposed to be the joke.
And here's an example of what's supposed to be funny in the movie. He goes in and like gets on the mall loudspeaker,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, "Listen, dude, I'm gonna hunt you down. I'm gonna get you. You just watch out, because." And everyone in the audience is like, chirp, 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 chirp.
Ryzey really fall asleep?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
And then suddenly, like, he falls on the floor, and he sees a sucker laying on the ground. It's covered in, like, dirt and junk. And
that's the gross-out moment.
Right, that's the gross-out moment, to which the audience was pretty grossed out, because they were like, chirp, 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 chirp.
And then they went back next week to see it again.
He takes the sucker, and he puts it in his mouth. There was one lady, yeah. And
she's like, ew, no.
This is exactly what happened. The other scene in the trailer where he goes to slide behind the thing, and he doesn't make it, so he pushes him. So he goes to slide, starts scooching. And this lady, who I think was sitting in like three seats probably, she goes like this.
Which you mean
like,
ironic?
Like you said, you expected that I was going to tell you next that everyone else joined in. like hey, you did it, Kevin. Yeah.
What if she just left right after that part?
No.
Is she being ironic when she did that? Like clapping?
No, she was too fat to be ironic.
Really? You think so? What if she's being fat to be ironic for this movie? It's possible.
What if she put on a fat suit?
Yes, she did. What if it's Tyra Banks in white face and fat suit?
I'm assuming she was white. How slow the clap was. It was really like an excited clap. Like, yes, this was the moment I paid $6
for.
Oh my
gosh.
This was it.
You went back next week and paid $6 more because apparently it was number one again. It was that good. Right. That feel good.
I think it's just that many people saw it the first time and they went and told people they hated it. They're like, you got to see this movie.
And they didn't believe them, right?
And everyone's like, yeah, I'll go do it.
Yeah, but you wouldn't do that because you're the guy that like
you'd
be like, this is so great, you got to see it. It's that bad. But you are telling us this is terrible.
So,
don't see it.
This is so bad. It's bad.
Yeah, and so
you tell your friends like Micah to go see it.
Yeah,
I couldn't even tell him to do that.
You wouldn't.
That would be like telling him that the gas chamber is just a shower. Why don't you go take a
shower? Oh my gosh! Wow.
Go wash off really quick, then we'll go for the old football around.
Then you plunder the goods, yeah.
And then I push the button when he goes in. That's like
and it's not really a shower.
So I'm like, are you all right? By the way, that's the ending to the Striped Pajama movie.
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
Well, there you go.
He's like, hey, go with Paul Blart in there. And the kids run in the shower and someone pushes a button and then suddenly they realize it's not a shower. Wait, we're going to die here, right? Yeah, the end. Thank you for watching.
It's depressing. How do you go from the Holocaust to Paul Blart? Or they go hand in hand?
I think that Paul Blart could be used as propaganda. Like, all you have to say is, you see this? This movie was made by Jews. And everyone would be like, oh! You don't have to show them, like, rat-like pictures of Jews like they did. You wouldn't have to do that. That's what they did, and it said Der Juden on them, like, and Cartman was there telling them what to do and stuff. In reality, all you have to do is just say a bunch of Jews made this movie. Kevin James, he's got two first names. That sounds Jewish, kind of. Right? That's usually how Jewish people are named. David Aaron. Aaron David. Right? That's Jewish.
Okay, sure.
Keith David, he's Jewish. David Keith is Jewish.
Yeah, no, I don't think any of those people are.
But Keith isn't a Jewish name. But, anyway.
So, wow. I mean, I don't even know what you do when you're in a movie like, because I almost had that panic attack when I was in Transporter 3.
Activities. Yeah, but that was like a fake panic attack that you used for dramatic license.
No, I actually almost did have something like that. No. It was weird. It was like, I'm not at home watching this on TV on a Sunday afternoon. I'm actually
3.
Stuck in the theater
Transporter
watching
this. Transporter 3 was endlessly better than Paul.
Oh, I'm sure it was still entertaining. I still had an all right time.
I would watch that on a loop for infinity if it meant that I didn't have to watch Paul again.
The eternal recurrence of Transporter 3 with the Yankee Dory with Yi.
Name some really bad movies, and I'll tell you whether or not they were
as epic movie.
I would rather watch Epic Movie than Paul Blart.
Disaster movie.
About?
Didn't see it.
I didn't either.
Wait.
Meet the Spartans.
I would rather watch House of a Thousand Corpses.
That movie was really bad.
It was really bad. And it was kind of like giving us, felt like I was going to have a seizure a lot.
Crime Wave.
Well, Zohan.
I'd rather watch Zohan. I'd rather watch Love Guru.
Love Guru.
That one's supposed to be pretty good.
See, I think if it's not fresh in his mind, the trauma won't be as heavy. So if I told him something from 10 years ago.
No. You keep trying. There might be something that tops this.
This is a fun game.
I'd much rather watch Grandma's Boy.
What about We Are Marshall?
I didn't mind that.
Okay.
I didn't mind it.
What about The Replacements?
Well, there's nothing that tops it then, right?
I can't think. There's got to be something. There's got
to
be something that's
I think
worse
for him,
than this
in order for him to justify that he, in these tough economic times, he
basically...
Gummo's not a terrible movie. It's just really...
Harmony Korinified.
Yeah, it's just horrible to watch.
I don't like it.
I heard his new one is actually kind of interesting.
Which one is
it? It's the one with the Michael Jackson impersonator and stuff.
Oh, right, yeah.
what about Grizzly Man?
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun.
What's fun?
We're just getting desperate.
Yeah, these are bad movies.
No. Shit. Okay. What about Grizzly? Remember that movie made in the 70s about the grizzly bear?
Like two names? Grizzly?
Yeah. No, it was Grizzly. Oh. It was just called Grizzly. Yeah,
Grizzly. No, I'm sure that was pretty good.
A man-eating monster grizzly.
That was probably good.
Oh, what about Sci-Fi Channel original? Oh, are those off the table? Do we have to
those are off the table, man. It's got to be shown in theaters.
Oh, okay. Okay, what about Leprechaun?
Those are pretty good.
Leprechaun is actually good.
Like all Leprechaun. The movies that I keep thinking of that are bad, they're actually enjoyable to watch because of
the fact. Exactly. That's the problem. This was just not at all.
I was going to say Expelled.
Love Guru was probably up there. Was probably at the top. Zohan was very close. And this just completely.
What about Epic Movie? That's going to be there.
Epic Movie. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. All those. You can pretty much put all those movies into one.
Anything with a movie at the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The movies.
I wish I had seen Meet the Spartans because that was probably that might wash the Paul Blart out of my mouth.
Yeah, I'm thinking I would
replace it with something worse.
I don't know.
Somebody was trying to tell me what they thought a funny part of that movie was, and I wanted to punch them in the
face. So when he says we are
somebody says something like that. Somebody at work was like, dude, he says that we are Sparta thing a bunch. And the first time he does it, he spits in the guy's face. There's so much spit.
Then they're like a cat farted, right?
Something like that. No, it wouldn't be. A cat farting would be something original. Farting?
That's in every one of their movies. What are you talking about?
I don't remember that.
The cat that's always doing shit.
Yeah, but I mean, generally what they do is they just show a line from a movie. And you're like, oh, I remember that.
Yeah. They're not really jokes. They're just lines from movies. Right?
Meet the Spartans.
Like the Jack Sparrow thing, remember?
Yeah,
the pirates. What?
Of the Caribbean.
And then there's like pirate bitches.
Yeah.
For the sake of the being pirate
bitches. The only thing I really remember about that movie was...
Tumnus's
Cribs, yeah. I got Cristal in my fridge.
Get it?
I got Scarface. There's a jacuzzi. You're like, oh, it's Cribs.
That's what's on.
It's Cribs.
I got it.
Okay.
I got it. Well, I got two. I'll go with the first option because I'm going to front load it like that.
What, terrible movies?
Pirates of the Caribbean 3.
I didn't see it.
Those are all enjoyable.
Indiana Jones 4.
Ooh, that was pretty awful.
You know what? That big, the thing is, that Paul Blart is like, you know, I mean, Indiana Jones 4 is like...
Exactly.
And then you bled, and then you almost died.
Because every time I watched it, it would continue to chip away
at the
triage of Indiana Jones that was already built up like a temple in my mind. Mm-hmm. And it would just keep crumbling.
Watching
Paul Blart, that would just make me kill myself. Mm-hmm. But it wouldn't ruin that memory right before I died.
You'd be dead.
And the fact having seen Indiana Jones, there was like a recovery period where you had to like, you were shaking back.
I'll tell you,
that whole movie was like,
teeth chattering.
I'll tell you, honestly, very honestly, I would still watch Indiana Jones again before I watch Paul Blart again.
Oh, I there's those little hints, those little pieces.
I will still watch it.
Well, yeah, because the nuke in the fridge and the swing.
No, I'm just watching the ants because I would... I would probably want to see it a second time just to see if maybe I missed something on there that would make me...
Changes feel
like,
everything?
You know, it's Aliens, awesome. Right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, never mind.
Alien 4.
I like Alien 4. In the Resurrection, I like it.
Mm-hmm. Never saw that one.
Oh,
I don't think I've seen Alien 3 either.
Alien versus Predator, the first PG-13.
What about AVPR?
The sales are all good.
You're not.
Yeah.
Because it's got like the Prospector in Antarctica.
It's got Bishop in it.
Oh yeah, did you hear the rumor of Robert Rodriguez maybe remaking it or rebooting the Predator thing?
Oh god, I'm sick of reboots.
Why?
I'm just throwing that out there.
They should have Jason Statham.
They will.
As Dutch?
As the Arnold character.
As Dutch?
Yeah.
What about the cowboy dude?
He's just trying to
Jesse?
Yeah.
He's just trying to hoe some turnips. Uh-huh. And suddenly the predator comes down and starts killing his family.
This predator.
The turnips. Turnips.
You do it.
Wait a minute.
In the middle of turnips.
No.
Remember all the boink noises? What about that movie?
What about that? The name of the king?
I watched that right now.
I should have given you that on DVD.
We got to mention that we have a renewed rivalry with Grammar Girl.
That's right.
We hate Grammar Girl. If you want to go troll Grammar Girl for us,
yeah,
go for it.
Troll some girls.
That'd be awesome.
And be ungrammatical about it.
Yeah.
As cool. You can.
Oh, man. If your comments are ungrammatical, I bet that really just is like the thorn in her side. Right. She's like, what? She's like, what am I working for here?
Yeah.
Where's the fruits of my labor?
Uh-huh.
And then you like write back and you're like, what fruits? And you spell it like W-U-T, and then fruits is F-R-O-O.
Yeah, it would be like an incomplete sentence.
And then you have like two spaces before a question mark.
Yeah, the two spaces would kill her the most, right?
Troll that bitch.
All caps, right?
See, the thing is, I'm going to have to deal with the collateral damage.
And big shout out to our sister podcast.
No, but that collateral damage is traffic.
Hey, you get traffic.
Yeah.
No, you don't go with film junk. That's just so generic. It should be like it should be something else. Like,
so you gotta to get popularity. Let's, like, you know,
do you want
to
just make it to people that beat us in the podcast stuff, awards?
Right? No, that's definitely
it's a publicity, right? That's what it's for.
No, he's just doing it.
So you want to get like like-minded people?
It should be another girl podcast, so we don't seem sexist.
How about a manly
would seem sexist?
A manly woman hating podcast to make a scene even more sexist. It'll make you seem more sexist, honestly. It won't.
It all falls on me, doesn't it?
You are the moderator.
I know. I'm the gym leader at this whole
thing. I'm just here to toss a little spice into your desperately bland
indeed
soup or whatever. I guess you'd call it a stew. It's more like just hot water.
Yeah, it's hot water.
It's lukewarm water.
Yes.
And I come in and piss in it, and suddenly it has flavor.
Exactly.
Suddenly it has flavor. Yes.
Tastes like pineapple.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's piss. That tastes like something. Yeah. I'm never listening to this again. I wonder how many people have been like, yeah, I'll go check out his podcast. And they listen to it like, oh, man, that was just really terrible.
You got to have a hook.
Be like, you know what? The greatest thing about Benjamin Button was that part in RoboCop. Where you just keep doing that.
Well, we are going to get back to RoboCop for sure.
We have to. I mean, they're
staples.
It,
yes.
So.
Oh, yeah. Aronofsky is going to be awesome.
Aronofsky.
For it.
Right.
I'm kind of hoping that Aronofsky has sort of done the award stuff,
though.
And
it's
he's
like
just going to start having fun.
It is a continuation.
Yeah.
So is Weller going to be in it though?
Oh no.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
He might have grown
up. What's the difference between
what
like
if it's
a
Professor
reboot
RoboCop?
Is you start over.
Okay, it's not.
What if it's
over,
Professor RoboCop?
Professor?
Because it's Peter
Weller. What if the story in this one is that RoboCop was once the biggest and the best, and then he has a heart attack, and so then he has to go and like he reconnects with his dead family and stuff, and then at the end he's like,
I'm totally
gonna drop an elbow on this dude. RoboCop. They're like, no, don't do it, RoboCop. Then it cuts away.
They have a little, like, cyber eyes.
He hangs out.
What about Judge Dredd?
Falling around the stripper who's like,
Blart?
Stay away from me.
You can't explain the whole movie because I haven't seen it.
With
yet.
Paul Blart, worse than Judge Dredd?
For three, whatever one.
I'd totally watch Judge Dredd again. I would, you know,
just
what?
For Rico?
I made a promise to myself about Money Train. I would watch Money Train and break my promise before I watch Paul Blart again.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh.
You know, Seth had a conspiracy set up with him and Kristen about getting you to watch it recently because it was on again on Sunday and not 6 or whatever.
Right.
And
it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think it did. Is it still Killing TiVo space, though? Did she TiVo it?
No, she didn't TiVo it.
She lied to Seth. Seth hasn't learned that women are manipulative and devious.
They tell you things about Money Train
that
you want to hear.
You want to hear, and then they don't
and
do it.
And then they just pull
well, I only meant about Money Train, yeah.
Then they... The figurative money train of their truthfulness flies off.
What if, like, you? What if he tried to trick you into watching Money Train, but you turned it around on him and got him to watch Money
Train? He would love it. He loves
you.
Well,
what is something that he's like totally against watching?
I will say this: Money Train has the best surly like captain, police captain. I think hands down,
is it?
Blake is, and I always wanted to call him. It's not William Blake, it's Robert Blake.
Robert Blake.
I don't know who that is.
William Blake was a poet, Tiger, Tiger, Burning Bright.
Right.
Remember that episode of Batman, the animated series on the island? It was like Island of Dr. Moreau, and Catwoman became like a Catwoman.
I don't.
And there was Tigress.
I don't remember that episode.
And Tigress hunted Batman for a while. Seth knows. Get Seth on the phone. He knows. Yeah, that was But Robert Blake, he's got some great lines. But he's like, you want to take a bite out of me? Go for it. You'd be licking your own asshole for a month to get the taste out of your mouth.
That's
a line.
Line.
There's a part where he comes up to Woody Harrelson, who's screwed up big time.
Woody Harrelson's
in
it.
And Woody Harrelson, and he's like, here's what's gonna happen, kid. I'm gonna help you out with this media stuff, and you know you're gonna be just shiny and just fine. But all you have to do is ask for my help. And Woody Harrelson's down on the ground there, and you know, and Robert Blake, if you've ever seen Electric Glide in Blue, which we did a review of, you know, he's Big John, which is ironic because he's a tiny little guy. And Woody Harrelson goes to get up, and Robert Blake puts his fingers on his forehead, and he's like, no, from down there. Like, he wants him to ask for help on the ground. And it's hilarious.
What a dick move.
You know, it was a total dick move. But, yes. I don't know, some things are only funny in the context of watching them with Seth. And that movie is actually pretty funny in the context of watching it with Seth. So, really, Paul Blart just is the seal of the deal. Are you sure you weren't, like, maybe you had cancer that day, and so you were in a bad mood about that? No, it was cool.
It probably gave me cancer.
It gave you eye cancer and tummy cancer. From the way
stop saying tummy. You guys keep saying tummy.
What? Yum, yum, yum in your tummy.
Oh, I like yum, yum, yum in my tummy.
Mm-hmm.
Yummy, yum, yum.
I can do that all day, all night. That's right, sister.